I'm here in my office. We don't have any teachers here. Next week is the last day of school. Everything's online, but normally there are students here. Really, I love going into classrooms, and I'm a former teacher, so I like to connect with teachers and students. And I like to let students know that my job is to help and support their teacher so that they can help you. So I'll help teachers that might need some new instructional materials. They might need a new smart board or a new computer in their classroom. So really supporting teachers. We, the three administrators here, we have to do annual evaluations for all of our staff. The directors handle most of the budgeting, but sometimes I help them with that. We are an accredited school by WASC. That involves a lot of reporting. We have a little bit of federal money. I do a lot of grant writing and accountability. I do a lot of stuff, whatever our directors need me to do, I try to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you have several different roles in your position here. So can you go a little bit more into detail, and please feel free to repeat anything for our new listeners now. What kind of education and training did you have to go through to be able to do all that you're doing here now?
What makes a good administrator is training as a teacher and being a teacher. So almost every administrator, and I would bet your father also, Jacob, at one time was a teacher. I was a teacher, and I had a supervisor who said, can you help me with this budget or report? That was really helpful. Maybe you should consider being an administrator. So the training, to get back to your question, was as a teacher. To be an administrator, you need a special credential, and that's usually combined with a graduate program. So I thought about it, and I wasn't real thrilled about becoming a manager, but I was passionate about my work helping immigrants and other marginalized people. And I felt good being a teacher and to help my director with reporting or accountability. But he really convinced me. I have a great mentor, and he said, I know you're not crazy about being a manager, but our field needs people like you. So please think about it. So I did, and I went ahead and I got that graduate degree, and it came with an administrative credential, and off I went.